This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Democratic presidential contenders targeted frontrunner Bernie Sanders in a raucous debate Tuesday night on CBS News. Senator Elizabeth Warren, a longtime ally of Sanders, says she would be a more effective president than him.
Bernie and I agree on a lot of things, but I think I would make a better president than Bernie. And the reason for that is that getting a progressive agenda enacted is going to be really hard, and it's going to take someone who digs into the details to make it happen.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is narrowly ahead of Sanders in recent polling in South Carolina.
We've created jobs for people. The people know me. My entire career has been wrapped up in dealing with civil rights and civil liberties. I don't expect anything. I plan to earn the vote. I'm here to ask. I'm here to earn it. But folks, I intend to win South Carolina, and I will win the African-American vote here in South Carolina.
This was the final debate before Saturday's South Carolina primary. Following the debate, the campaign of Pete Buttigieg canceled several Florida events planned for Wednesday, AP's Mike Garcia reports.
Citing illness, Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg's campaign has canceled three private fundraisers that were scheduled Wednesday in South Florida. A campaign spokesman said late Tuesday the former South Bend, Indiana mayor has a cold. When word first surfaced of the cancellations, there was speculation it could signal problems for the campaign, especially after Buttigieg's off-script pitch during Tuesday night's debate in Charleston.
I shouldn't miss the opportunity. If you're watching right now and you support my campaign, go to PeteForAmerica.com and chip in.
Buttigieg has been trying to raise $13 million ahead of next week's 14-state Super Tuesday contests. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more on these and other stories, please visit us at VOAnews.com or download the VOA app. This is VOA News. The U.S. government response to the deepening coronavirus crisis is splitting lawmakers as congressional Democrats disagreed with President Donald Trump's assertion the virus has been contained within the United States. Reuters' Adam Reed reports the World Health Organization warns countries to be ready to respond quickly when the virus arrives.
The World Health Organization is warning countries to do more to prepare for the coronavirus, saying the disease is literally knocking at the door. Speaking from Geneva, WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier drew a comparison to Italy's own outbreak, the biggest in Europe, where he says the response was pretty strong. Iran, meanwhile, has the highest number of coronavirus deaths outside China, where the virus emerged in December, and more than 2,600 have died. That country's own deputy health minister and a member of parliament have tested positive for the coronavirus, as the death toll there rose to 16.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Meanwhile, global shares have slid on fears the coronavirus's spread may be unstoppable. VOA's Jim Bertel has more.
Financial markets have dropped again as investors continue to worry about the spread of the virus, with both France's CAC and London's FTSE losing 0.6%. Earlier declines hit Japan, Hong Kong, and China too. The latest wave of selling comes as more companies, including United Airlines and MasterCard, warn the outbreak of a new coronavirus will hurt their finances. And more cases have been reported in Europe and the Middle East, far from the epicenter in China. Meanwhile, U.S. health officials called on Americans to be prepared for the disease to spread to the U.S., where there are currently just a few dozen cases. Jim Bertel, VOA News.
There are nearly 80,000 confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide. The federal judge who oversaw Roger Stone's trial has brought back the jury to answer questions on allegations of juror misconduct. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
If that's not a tainted jury, then there is no such thing as a tainted jury.
Since Roger Stone's sentencing last week, President Trump has been amplifying claims from Stone and his legal team that the jury forewoman was biased. In a court session Tuesday, U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson said jurors have been harassed and she worried for their continued safety. But she said with the president shining a spotlight on the jury, she was taking an extra step. The jurors told the court nothing off occurred and no social media posts or news coverage was discussed in their deliberations. Stone's attorneys grilled the forewoman on her posts, but she maintained she'd done her job fairly. Jackson says she'll rule on Stone's request for a new trial at a later date. Ben Thomas, Washington.
I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
R&B.